so sad.
I gotta let that ride.
Get your body right.
Ooh, yeah.
So let's get nasty.
Tonight.
Let me crave.
I gotta let it ride.
Sex appetite.
Damn right.
Yeah. It ain't gonna go.
Like
don't you know she like it so?
Oh, that's a jam. That's Chris Eccles right there. He freaked that remix. What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Show, broadcasting live out here in Los Angeles, California, everybody. We are also live on Ustream. Oh, I gotta bump this some more. This is my shit right here.
All right.
Enough of that. All right, we're live right here in LA. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That is the number to call up. I'm going to take some calls in a minute. We're going to do a real quick commercial break. We're going to chop up some game with the family. So don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show.
Are you real ashy and you don't know what to do about it? Does your knees and elbows look like you've been blocking bricks from being thrown at you? Well, if so, there's a solution. Check out SheaNaturalSkin.com. Now, this website has all types of shea butter, body scrubs, and bath crystals you need to stay smooth and non-crispy. They have different aromas like jasmine, lavender, carnation, and many, many more. So you need to go get moisturized at SheaNaturalSkin.com. Again, that's SheaNaturalSkin.com.
Are you a startup business, a musician, a small business, an artist, or just an individual who has no idea on how to market your work and get it out there, but you would like to? Check out ThreeHeadedDragonMarketing.com. At ThreeHeadedDragonMarketing.com, they give you a video training course on how to get your product out there. You can work at home. You can be your own boss. You can gain control of your life. If you don't know how to get your product out there and market it online, Three-Headed Dragon Marketing is for you. Go to ThreeHeadedDragonMarketing.com.
Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, BecomeRichFamousFast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out BecomeRichFamousFast.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
What's up? We are back like that. On the nutsack, back. That's right. All right, well, we're back live right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. What's going on, family? The phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the number to call up. Don't forget, family, I'm going to be in Chicago this Saturday. I'm doing a lecture at the Black Women's Expo in Chicago. It's at McCormick Place. That's the venue. You guys can go to the blackwomensexpo.com. The tickets are pretty cheap to get in that day. You can come for the whole weekend because there are going to be a lot of speakers there. A lot of entertainment. It's going to be a very good event. There's going to be a lot of vendors there. A lot of black businesses there. So I'm all for that. I love that. I can't wait to see what some of the brothers and sisters got going on as far as their businesses. That's really what I'm really hyped about. I want to really network with a lot of brothers and sisters out there as far as their business, businesses. So there's a lot of business opportunities out there to work with brothers and sisters and get the group economic game popping. So I definitely want to see everybody in Chicago in the house this Saturday at the Black Women's Expo. We're going to have a ball out there. We're going to chop up some good game. Also, my Chicago people, I need a camera guy. We need a videographer to film my event. So all my brothers out there, my dudes who video, you got the video audio hookup, email me at info@TariqElite. That is my direct email. My Chicago dudes, don't email me about no bullshit, because a lot of times I ask people for certain things and they'll just email me just for some attention or some shit. Email me about business. If you are a videographer and you want to do some business, email me. Don't hit me up and you got a 1998 JVC camera that you be taping you and your little hood rat having sex with. Don't email me with bullshit. Real true to the game business people, email me if you're in Chicago, so we can do business. And again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. There's a lot of stuff we're going to touch on today's show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see who's on the phone now. We got a call coming in. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, man? It's Jeremy from North Carolina, brother.
All right, man. What's on your mind, player?
Ain't too much.
Did this nigga... either he got scared and hung up, or his prepaid minutes ran out. That nigga had 38 cents worth of minutes left on his phone. We got somebody from Chicago calling in now. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq? This Freaky, man.
What's up, Freaky? You in Chicago?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Freaky?
Man, I was listening to one of your podcasts on the Max Lessons radio show. It was about Killer Simps or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was saying something like, don't fight over these chicks like it'll be some chick at the job that she ain't all that, but every dude to be on her and stuff like that.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Okay, man. Well, you know, it's this girl. She at the college I'm going to, but she's the owner, like I guess the founder of the college, and it's his daughter or whatnot. But she nice looking, but she ain't really sexy in the face or whatever. But
you say she ain't sexy, like, in the face?
Yeah, she ain't really all that sexy in the face, but she got a nice little body or whatever.
So she's a butterface. Now what she look like?
She got hips, she got thighs, she got some pretty feet or whatever. But as far as her face, it's all makeup. You know what I'm saying? Like. So okay. She's not an actual dime to me.
Okay, then when the niggas start looking at other body parts to give a chick props on, like, well, her toes look nice. Well, her elbows are nice and lotion, you know. She got a nice finger. You looking at stuff like that, she must be hit. Now, this is a college. You say her dad is, like, the founder of the college? What college is this?
Yeah. Dang, I don't really want to say, dog. I don't want to say.
Is it a new college? It must be a new college.
I think they've been around, like, I guess 10 years. I really don't know for real.
Okay, what is it? ICD College? Is her dad Master P? What is it?
All right. It's Larry's Barber College, man.
Who?
Larry's Barber College.
Oh, it's a barber. Oh, I see. Okay, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with the girl? What's going on with her?
Well, basically, you know what I'm saying? She was giving me some play at first. We were flirting back and forth or whatever. But something strange happened like a few weeks back. This guy comes to me and say, hey, man, you know, let me tell you this first. I gave her like some Valentine's Day stuff. I didn't even know that was a mistake. That was like some simp stuff to do. I thought it would be okay since it was Valentine's at least, you know what I'm saying? But it was this guy that was sitting there with her. And he's giggling or whatever. I don't know why he was giggling or whatever, but I'm telling her, she's telling me she appreciates the gift or whatever, but to make a long story short, we were supposed to go out on a date or whatever. So the next day I see her at the college or whatever, and I'm asking her, you still want to go out? And she's like, the same guy that was sitting next to her, he's giggling or whatever, trying to suppress his laughter or whatever. And then she tell me, you thought I was for real? And you know, like this and stuff like that. But, you know, just thinking about the past, like, leading up to this moment, I'm thinking, like, everything is official and stuff. I'm like, she want to be on me or whatever like that. But,
okay, oh, let me wrap it up, because this is drag, this is dragging on long as fuck, dude. Oh, let me just
Let me wrap it up.
All right. Thanks for the call, brother. This brother's going to still keep talking. I'm trying to let the brother get to the point. I'm like, let me wrap it up. He's still going to keep talking. Damn. Sometimes the shit just gets so long and convoluted, I be wanting to move on. Damn. Let me answer the question, brother. Y'all, when y'all call up, man, y'all ain't got to tell the whole story. Just give me the damn clip notes. People, oh, man. I wanted to address what the dude had to say, but the shit is taking up too much time. What I want to say, basically, the chick is just trying to play dudes off each other. It's that simple. Y'all don't have to give me every little piece of the damn details. Well, I woke up and we had oatmeal. Then I had some oatmeal. Then I went to work, and I usually go to work on the freeway, but I took the street when I went to work. Then when I went to work, I ran into this girl, and it was cold in the office, and the office was so cold. Usually it's not that cold. I mean, y'all giving details that ain't got nothing to do with the gist of the story. So you got to get to the point. The point is, this chick is just playing dudes off each other. Dudes just want to just drag shit on and on and on, giving all these details and going on and on and on and on. You don't have to go on and on and on. Bottom line, the chick is playing dudes off each other. Stop letting her do it. It's that simple. All right, let me get some other calls. And y'all wrap this shit up when y'all call up, man. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing, Tyreek? My name is Paul from Florida.
Paul from Florida. What's on your mind, man?
All right, man, I got a few things to say, but I don't want to be too long-winded because I already know what it is.
Yes, indeed.
But first thing is, I just got fired from my job, and it was some bullshit.
Damn.
I want everybody out there to know, look, because everybody kind of knew what tip I was on, so don't say nothing at your job. I'm not trying to coon or nothing, but look, you got a job and it's good and it's going for you, don't say nothing about nothing, because there's other things you could do if you want to save money or do whatever you got to do.
So what happened? What did you say? What happened?
Well, basically, I was on some black empowerment tip, and I was really getting some things together, and I talked to the wrong person about it, and it turned out to be a Negro bedwin, so I got in a lot of trouble. So they've been after me since then.
Oh, wow, dude. So you tried to get something going with some black folks at the job, and the Negro bedwin, which is their job, is to go and tell...
Tyreek, I wasn't even trying to get something going with them. I was just letting them know what's happening out here. Like, and then, you know, it turned out, and I have proof that they were really going back and telling the managers about all of this stuff. So I got in trouble right there.
So you were telling this person at your job, like, stuff going on, like, out where? In black society or what? What exactly?
Yes, in black society in general. And this was really around the time that Trayvon Martin got killed.
Yeah.
And then when the funny thing about it, too, is that when the verdict came back that, George Zimmerman wasn't even going to, he was going to be acquitted, everybody kept coming to me asking me certain questions.
And let me say, let me wrap this up. Now, at your job, and this is for you and other black folks, again, I would say if you're working with the dominant society, don't really go to work talking politics, talking about social shit. The white supremacists, they'll try to test you to see where your head is by trying to get you to talk about certain things, and then they'll sabotage you. Go to work and just be about your money.
Absolutely. I know that now, trust me.
Yes,
and one more thing, Tyreek.
Go ahead, fam.
I got my cousin's baby shower is coming up, and I'm not about to really go to no baby shower, but what I want to ask out there, because I'm still, you know, I got some money saved up, and I'm good. I'm not ass out because I lost my job, but I really want to give her something from a black-owned business. I know you had the one brother out there who was doing baby clothes that you met out there in Chicago, if I remember correctly, because I listened to all the shows.
Yes, indeed.
Been following you for a while. So anybody who has anything for a baby, that's a black-owned business. I'm not trying to go through the registry at Target. Y'all can hit me up at Paul, P-A-U-L, zero, the number zero, S-T-E-N-N-E-T-T, Stennett at gmail.com. And I'll you know, go ahead and grab something for my little nephew that's coming through.
There you
a little
go.
Bit.
There you go. Thank you for the call, fam. Yes, indeed. All right, we're going to get some more calls. And then I'm going to get into some game. I got some people from Chicago calling in. Super Android in the chat room at Ustream. I want you to call in. Super Android, call in. 818-850-5404. Let's see who we got from Chicago. Chicago, what's up? Who's calling?
How you doing, Tariqa? This is Kim. Love your show. Just calling in and show some love.
Thank you so much, Kim. You in Chicago, sweetheart?
Yes, I am. I'll be seeing you at the Black Women's Expo in Chicago this weekend.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeed. So what's on your mind, Miss Kimmy Kim?
Well, I have a lot of things on my mind, but mostly for this. I mostly see a lot of people because I'm a comic book artist / graphic designer.
Okay.
And whenever I see people talking about Marvel and DC comics, they're always begging white people to make heroes for them. But yet, you have black indie artists and creators and they're making stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I always have to tell people, like, hey, you have to break away from these people. Like, yeah. When indie comics first came out, I was like, you guys should support these. And people are like, oh, you just trying to get white people, just black people and white people to break each other. Like, no, we need to build our own economy.
Absolutely.
If you don't have that, you don't have anything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for the call, sister. Yeah, the comic book industry, man, there's a lot of racism within the comic book industry. I talked about that on the show before. So a lot of black folks, especially comics out there, y'all need to kind of get your own thing going, and especially as far as ownership. Now, let's get into some game. Now, for those who don't know, there's a young man named Nicholas Thomas. He was killed in Atlanta yesterday. They were trying to serve him a traffic warrant. And the police said he hopped in his car and tried to run them down, which eyewitnesses said that was not the case whatsoever. Then they shot this man dead. Basically shot him in cold blood. And the reports came out talking about they were trying to serve him a felony warrant. They kept talking about using the word felony. The white supremacists are very slick using the word felony because they have to criminalize you. So right now, we talked about this on the melanoidnation.org website. Right now, we're pretty sure they're digging and skimming through his social networking sites, trying to find pictures of him using hand gestures so they can say that he's a gang member. Just all of that is coming. Just I'm letting y'all know now. All of that is coming about that brother. So rest in peace to brother Nicholas Thomas. He is another victim of systematic white supremacy. And remember, black people, all you, well, I'm not really African-American. I'm a new black. All you, we just have to love the white supremacists to make them stop. All of you people have to realize, and especially the coon train riders, all the what about black on black crime Negroes, all of you have to understand. Black people, people who are classified as black, people who are identified as black in America, you are one traffic stop away from becoming a hashtag on Twitter. So you can make excuses and deflect and shuck and jive all day, but you are one police stop away from becoming a hashtag on Twitter under the system of white supremacy. Me included, all of us are under this system of white supremacy, and we're going to have to come up with ways to combat this system and replace it with a system of justice. But this is happening so much with us, and we keep playing, we keep deflecting, we keep talking about non sequiturs, we keep getting sidetracked. The white supremacists are sidetracking us. They're sending their Negro minions to sidetrack us with issues that has nothing to do with anything. And there were some people on, when we posted this story about Brother Nicholas Thomas getting killed, there were some people talking about, well, these politicians, they need to be removed for allowing this to happen, blase, blase, blah. Well, family, in order to remove politicians, you need an economy for that, family. We need an economy for that. And let me say this. April is coming up next week. The month of April is coming up, and I've told you guys repeatedly, The month of April is a religious month for white supremacists. It's like their holy month. The white supremacists are going to be showing out next month. It's a heavy month for white supremacists. The white supremacists, they carry out a lot of their terrorist attacks in the month of April. The month of April is going to be off the chain. They're already getting ready. I'm letting y'all know again. Last year, I let y'all know. The month of April, they were bombing. They were doing all types of shit in the month of April. It's going to get worse. The white supremacists are going to go off the chain this month of April that's coming up. So black people, people classified as black, you need to be ready. You need to be prepared. But like I said, you need an economy in order to remove politicians. And we are still playing this whole it's cool to be broke game. As far as black folks, we're still on that silly nonsense. Let me get a call before I go on. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, damn. Hello?
Yo, what's up, man? Who is this?
Oh, this is the guy that had called in, man.
Which
I
one?
I was trying to make a long story short. Like, I was trying to see if I should still pursue her.
No, you shouldn't. Just charge that to the game.
Okay, all right, Tariq.
All right, brother.
Peace.
Okay, man. Wow, this brother, phone line. This brother's phone line was a beast. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Right, I'm waiting on this dude, Super Android, to call up because I want him to say what he has to say on the phone who's in the chat room. Let me get another call here. What's up, who's calling?
What's up, Tariq? This is Kevin from Memphis, man.
Kevin from Memphis, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, look, I got a real question. Like the caller that called before about getting in trouble at work, I need you to define the difference between a coon and a black person that's just still asleep. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
When you got people that's asleep, you want help, but you got a bunch of coons, and I can't tell the difference right now. Okay. So help me out on that.
Great question, brother. Great, great question. There is a difference between a coon and somebody who's asleep. And there's three types of people. There's a coon, somebody who's asleep, and there's people who want to stay asleep. You dig?
Yeah.
Now, a person who's asleep, there's people who genuinely don't understand the system of white supremacy. There's people who really genuinely don't understand. And when you break it down and they get it, they'll get up and say, okay, well, I want to make a difference because now I know the truth. Now, there are people who are asleep and they're not necessarily a coon. They just don't want to know the truth. They want to stay in the matrix. They just kind of want to stay on the plantation. They don't want to cause no trouble. They just, the plantation is comfortable. Like the hood is a plantation. You get to drink, smoke, fuck, and massa gives you a little money every month to sustain yourself. And then they put you to work in prison. People like that, you don't want to really rock with them. But a coon is very unique because a coon knows the truth. Coons know the damn truth. They know what the deal is. But they pretend they don't know.
See, that's the problem. They disguising themselves and they're fucking me up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you can tell a coon who's pretending they don't know because whenever you bring up white supremacy, they will always deliberately deflect. That's the coon.
Yeah.
Whenever you say, hey, man, white supremacy is a beast, well, what about black on black crime? And when they start that shit, that's some coon shit right there. So that's a coon is somebody who knows the game, but they're working with white supremacy because they like the plantation too, but they like being in the house. So cooning will get them out the field and it will get them up in the house. So once we understand that dynamic, we're good. But thank you for the call, fam. Yes, indeed. But like I said, man, we got to get an economy to combat this stuff that's happening. There's no way around that. And again, you still have these coons out here, speaking of coons, because you have conscious coons out here now. You have conscious coons out here now. And some of these conscious coons out here know a lot of information, but they choose to work with white supremacy. They choose to work with white supremacy. And another thing we got to stop doing, black folks, y'all got to just stop calling the cops out to your house for every situation you have with your family. Because a lot of times right now, the situation we're in, a lot of black people, you got like family members who have like mental illnesses and certain issues that they have. And then when you call the cops out, it was like a brother who was mentally ill. Somebody called the police on him and he had a screwdriver and they came and just shot the man dead. Hey, family, on some real shit. We're not in a position right now to bring those cops to our homes. They're shooting to kill. They're using that as an excuse to just annihilate us right now. Stop that calling the cops out to your house shit. They're shooting to kill. You're giving them the green light to come and kill everybody in the damn house right now. They can come and just shoot everybody in the damn house right now if you give them the excuse. We're not in a position to do that. We got to cut that shit out. We got to cut that out. And there's a lot of black folks talking about, well, we should do this, we should do that, we should go to other countries. And look, white supremacy is global. There's no escaping white supremacy. White supremacy is global. A lot of folks saying we should go to Africa. We should go to Africa. As a matter of fact, I'm going to Africa next month. I'm going to be going to Ghana, Senegal, and Gambia. I'm going to those places next month. My brothers and sisters, if you're in Ghana, holla at me. Email me at info@TariqAlid. If you're in Senegal, holla at me. If you're in Gambia, holla at me. I need to get some information, especially in Ghana. I want some information because we got to look into that whole right to abode practice that they have over there. I'm looking into that because there's some things that we do need to do. We need to get this Pan-African thing really popping. Because we've been talking about this shit for years, but we need to really get it popping. And I need some brothers and sisters to holler at me, but we have to understand this. Racism is over in Africa too. Just because you got a lot of countries that are majority black, when you let in people who have a stronger economy, they're going to dominate you. And this happened in Kenya. Kenya and in many other parts of Africa, they have so many different Chinese people coming in, bringing in industry. And there was a situation in Kenya where there was a Chinese restaurant in Kenya that would not allow black African people in after 5 o'clock. Now, that restaurant has been shut down since the story broke a couple of days ago. And we talked about that on the melanoidnation.org website. But this just goes to show we can't replace white supremacy with Asian supremacy and then Arab supremacy. So black folks are going to have to learn how to become more self-sufficient. All you're doing now is replacing different oppressors. So we got to get off that and become self-sufficient globally. And you're going to have to stop depending on other people. We're going to have to start depending on each other. I'm still waiting on Supreme, a super android, to call up in the chat room. You're taking a long time to call up, Super Android. I'm looking at you very suspiciously. Let's see who's on the phone real quickly. What's up, who's calling?
Yo.
What's up, who's this?
It's your boy Marquez Vanquez, Tariq.
Who is this?
Marquez Vanquez.
Marquez, what's on your mind, fam?
No, you know, so my comment on your Facebook post the other day about the Chinese store owners in Africa.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You said I was trolling. You know, I just want to call and clear up that I wasn't trolling.
Okay, now
I brought concerns to the table.
Okay, now were you talking? What were you talking about? Because I block a lot of people who say dumb shit. Now, what were you saying?
I was trying to say that every instance of, you know, of conflict isn't racism. You know what I'm saying? But we have no way of knowing whether or not they had a good reason to, you know, to not allow Africans in that store to buy.
So you're saying? So you're saying that them saying that no black African can come in after 5 is not racist?
Well, no. Like, the full story that they wouldn't let strangers in because they have no way of knowing whether or not these Africans are a part of a terrorist group. But, like, they have no problem in where you come from. So it's not a problem of race. It's a problem of we just don't know because
But okay, so what? So if it's a, so if it's not a problem of race, why did they specify Black Africans, sir? Because why didn't they specify white strangers? They're white people who live in Kenya.
Well, I guess. I mean, but just to think, like the people that robbed them were Black. The people that went into that terrorist group are Black. You know, so I mean, it's not necessarily a race issue. Like, they're just saying that because using a screening process, they don't know whether or not. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not the Africans that come are going to be a part of the terrorist group.
Oh, okay.
Which is in the so
you're saying just because they were robbed by one Black terrorist group, so they should ban all Black people and also all
the... No. It's like, I'm not even agreeing with that response because I think it's the move, to be honest.
Wait, stop. Because you're going all... Make it real simple and stop going all over the place. Because they were robbed by one terrorist group that happened to be Black, so now you're saying that it's justifiable to just kind of lump in all of the Black strangers. That's what you're saying, right?
No, I mean, no, I'm not saying it's okay to lump them all together, but they have...
So what are you saying?
No, you're saying...
Nothing, brother. Just what are you saying?
From their perspective, like, they have no way of knowing which is which. They're not lumping everybody together. They're just saying, okay, like, we have no way of knowing.
Right.
Therefore, we have to take a cautionary method. I mean... And I'm not saying that there aren't racist people. Like, they could
brother,
be racist,
you're talking all over the place.
I don't want to come to that conclusion.
Okay, so are you saying that they should not let the Black people in then? So, should they or should they not? What are you saying?
I mean, I really don't know the situation. I mean, probably not. Like, they don't show.
What about Black on Black crime?
Dude.
All white people ain't bad.
Get your ass off my phone. Get off my phone, nigga. All right. That's why I blocked this coon. That's the reason why I blocked that coon off my Facebook page. And for the guy who called up earlier who said the difference between a coon and somebody who's unaware, this nigga's aware. He's just a coon. That dude right there is fully aware he's just a coon. Oh, boy. What else? Let me see who else is calling. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? One more time. Hello? All right.
What else?
Here we go. Let me see who this is. Hold on one second. What's up? Who's calling?
This is Super Android 46. How's it going, brother?
Super Android 46. So what's on your mind, man?
I just wanted you to address the Nelly Killer video that's on YouTube.
Okay. It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. Some coons are trying to create a fake beef with me and Nelly Fuller. It's a manufactured fake conflict with me and Nelly Fuller. I talked to Nelly Fuller on the phone for about an hour a couple of weeks ago. And we talked about a whole bunch of stuff. And we were talking about possibly being in Hidden Colors. And he explained that he really don't do interviews. He don't really like to do stuff on camera. So we had a long in-depth conversation. And I think somebody asked about it on his pod, the show that he does. And he also told me that, you know, outside of his... Because I would have recorded the interview or the phone call, but he told me that he has a contract with Talktainment Radio, so he can't really do other podcasts like that. So that's why I wish I could have broadcasted the conversation. It was a great conversation. But I don't think he recalled the conversation. He's an older gentleman, and I think he talks to a lot of people. So somebody asked you about Hidden Colors, and he couldn't recall that. So now people are like, well, Tariq said he had talked to Nelly Fuller, and that's raising red flags. It's a bunch of coons just trying to make something out of nothing. It's just that.
You know what, Tariq? I kind of figured that because the way he was speaking on there and the email, it didn't kind of match up. I'm thinking it was a white supremacist that emailed the show.
It was. It might have been a coon, too.
It could have been.
You got a lot of fake pages out here, a lot of people with these fake conscious pages who act real conscious and they're hotepping, but at the end of the day, they're trying to create and manufacture beefs so that it will waste time. And those are white supremacist tactics. When I say this is such a non-issue, it's such a complete non-issue. And it's a time-wasting issue because that's going to take us away from what we need to focus on, which is systematic white supremacy. You feel me?
Exactly. I'm glad you explained it that way because most people won't even get it. But I just wanted you to put it out there like that.
Yes, indeed. It's real silly nigga shit. Nothing more, nothing less. Thanks for the call, fam. All right. Yes, indeed. But like I said, we got to understand this whole intersectionality hustle that they got going on. There's an intersectionality hustle that they got going on. And we got to be very cognizant of that. Gloria Steinem came out with this story a few days ago talking about, well, black women created feminism. We got our feminism from black women. Trying to give props to black women for starting quote-unquote feminism. Now, this is Gloria Steinem, who is a CIA operative. This is not my conjecture. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is very well documented. Her ties to the CIA is extremely well documented. Her magazine, Miss Magazine, CIA funded. So this woman has connections with the CIA. Even she has admitted this. There's interviews with her admitting this. And why is she coming out with this whole, well, black, giving props to black women about starting the feminist movement, which black women did not start what's now known as the feminist movement. Black women have always been the nurturers of humanity. They're the mothers of humanity. So black women have always taken care of people, but the white supremacist female, they try to make it seem like black women created some type of entity where they were just looking out for the women. So you got to understand how the white supremacist female work. Why are they saying this? And fortunately, a lot of black women saw the game in this and they didn't fall for that because it's a trick. It's a trick. And again, what the white supremacists will do, they will try to attribute certain things to black women and say that it was feminism when it was just black women looking out for the black family. They will try to use Sojourner Truth and her Ain't I a Woman speech, which was really about racism when you look at it. People misconstrue her speech, which was really about racism. She was really saying, hey, ain't I a woman? I'm a woman. And ain't nobody treating me. They treat me like a nigga. Basically, that's what she was saying. I'm not getting any special treatment. I'm working like a man. I'm getting treated like a dude. That's what Sojourner Truth was really saying. But again, these women will try to use black women and to take the struggle that black women engaged in for the black family and use it for their own white supremacist agenda. Nothing more, nothing less. This is an old trick. The old white supremacist feminists from back in the early first wave, most of them were straight up white supremacists. Susan B. Anthony, white supremacist. Look at some of her racist ass quotes. All of those first wave feminists, they were real white supremacists. And they would try to use women like Ida B. Wells, who was a writer, and use her to divide the black family, which she would not do. This is why it shocks me when people try to attribute feminism to Ida B. Wells, because Ida B. Wells constantly called out the racism of the white feminists in that first wave. They're trying to steal our black female heroes for themselves. No, you can't do that. Ida B. Wells called those white feminists out all the time. She called them out on their racism all the time. So don't try to lump her in with y'all fuckery, Gloria Steinem and other white supremacists. And also, you got some of these so-called pretend black feminists out here talking about Margaret Sanger should be on the $20 bill. They're trying to give props to Margaret Sanger. There was a I call her a pretend black feminist named Roxane Gay. That's her name. And she was writing for the, I think, the New York Times. And the white supremacists are very slick. They'll get a black person to do their fuckery for them, because they know if a white person comes out talking about Margaret Sanger and giving her props, that's going to raise red flags. Because Margaret Sanger was a staunch white supremacist. Margaret Sanger is no hero of black women at all. Margaret Sanger wanted to sterilize black women and eliminate the black race. She was a eugenicist. That woman wanted to kill off black people. So for any so-called black feminist, a pretend black feminist, to get up here and try to give props to Margaret Sanger, that's some traitorous bullshit. That's treacherous as hell. But it's that whole intersectionality thing that they keep pushing. Whenever we try to talk about black issues, the white supremacists will get their Negro minions and push them out there talking about intersectionality. What about Hispanic issues? What about lesbian issues? What about gay issues? What about other minority issues? We can talk about all of them, which basically means let's put black issues to the back burner while we deflect onto other things. So that's an old trick. And the white supremacists are very good at that. And they did that in the 1960s when black men and black women were fighting for civil rights. The white supremacist female got out there and started getting the black women and saying, hey, we're sisters in the same struggle, as a way to get them to deflect from black issues. And the white supremacist female, the white feminists, they didn't share none of the resources that they got from all these government set-asides. And they don't share that today. So if the Gloria Steinems and all these women are talking about how black women started feminism, how come you're not sharing none of those benefits and those set-asides and those resources that you're accumulating through public policies? How come you're not sharing that with black women? How come y'all not speaking up for black women's issues? How come y'all not speaking up for the Renisha McBrides and all the black women who done got beat up and killed by cops? How come you're not speaking out and sharing those resources if black women started your movement? Y'all got to start asking questions and not fall for that intersectionality thing, because ain't no intersectionality. We're getting the short end of the stick as people classified as black. Because lesbians are not getting killed. Black people are. Hispanics are not getting killed on a regular basis legally by law enforcement, who are sanctioned by the white supremacists, by the way, because I don't put it all on law enforcement. It's the white supremacists who are co-signing law enforcement. Asians are not getting killed by law enforcement on a regular basis. You don't see no Asian hashtags, or gay people are not being killed constantly legally by law enforcement. It's only black people. So what's this intersectionality thing? And they're pushing a lot of the black celebrities to come out and deflect away from systematic racism and talk about this new black shit, and I'm not really black, I'm not an African American, I'm just an American, all that old stuff. And they are pushing this homophobia in the black community thing. That's another thing. I saw some speech with Kerry Washington. They put her out there talking about addressing the issues of homophobia in the black community. These are deflections. We need to be focused on white supremacy and racism. And next time somebody starts talking about addressing homophobia in the black community, just let them know, okay, we'll address that after we address racism in the white gay community. Address racism in the white gay community. Because you have lesbian police officers out here who are just as racist as everybody else. Melanoid Nation, we did a story about that lesbian racist white cop, this female, who was talking shit about black folks on her social networking sites and targeting black folks. And you have a lot of that. These lesbian white female cops are out here targeting black people too. If we're going to go there, let's talk about issues within those communities. Ain't no intersexuality or sectionality. And speaking of intersectionality, sexuality, We talked about this on my Facebook page the other day. I found some stories about these websites that show these racial humiliation fetishes that involve black men and black women. where white males, straight and gay, and white females, straight and gay, will engage in this gutter type sex with black folks. So if we're going to address homophobia in the black community, let's address some of the racism in the white gay community. Because you have these websites where white gay men dress up like plantation owners, and we posted a picture up on the Facebook page, on my Facebook page. There's one picture where this black dude was naked, standing in front of a Confederate flag like he's on a slave auction, with all these gay white dudes with their shirts off inspecting him. So they got this slave thing. So a lot of gay white people will engage in this gutter sex with black folks. They get into this whole slumming thing. And this website that we posted, there were some stories that we posted of some of these so-called black feminists who are engaging in this racial humiliation sex. And some of these websites and blogs are so disturbing, y'all just got to look them up yourselves. You got some of these sisters out here, the white supremacist dudes are making them paint the word nigger on their bodies, and they got the women in chains and cages with the word nigger. It's some people are saying, well, that's just a fetish porn. It's porn fetish. Some of this, these people are amateurs. Some of these people are not quote unquote porn stars. This goes beyond porn, because some of the blogs that we showed, they had these white men having black women get naked and act like monkeys and stick bananas in their coochies, and it's on something else. There's sites where there's a whole bunch of white men sitting around peeing on black women. It goes just beyond pornography. It gets into this whole gutter sex thing, this racial humiliation where you, it's like you're back on a plantation. This is some shit we got to address. This is the shit that we have to deal with. And these are some of the people who work at your jobs, who sit up and write nigger on their bodies and go to these little private parties and have white people pee on them. You got to see, there's a website. You got to see it to believe it. You have to see it to believe it. There's a blog that shows this stuff. And these are some of the people at your job. When you start talking about black empowerment, they go right to Massa and tell on you. So we got to be aware of all this stuff that's going on and understand this whole intersectionality bullshit. That's another deflection to get us away from systematic white supremacy, and we got to stop going for that. Anyway, y'all, that's the end of the show. Let me get up out of here. I got things to do. I got to get ready. I'm going to the concert tonight. Charlie Wilson, he's back in L.A. I'm going to the concert tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be up there with all the players, playettes. I'm going to be in Chicago this Saturday. You guys don't want to miss it. Go to theblackwomensexpo.com to get your tickets to join me in Chicago this Saturday. We're going to have a lot of stuff from the Tariq Elite clothing line that we're going to be selling. Ladies, we got some of those Tariq Elite boots for you. You can rock those in the cold weather out there in Chicago. So I will check you out in Chicago this Saturday. I'm going to holla, and I'll holla at you guys on Ustream Sunday. Peace.